This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Welcome back. Here's the second sugya that I want to discuss. I prepared sugya 1 and 3. Sugya 2 caught my eye right before the shiur, and I could not resist. This seemed too interesting to resist. Let us take a look at another Tosfos over here. Tosfos Lamed Zayin Amud Aleph, Roiv Hayoldos Lates. The Tosfos on top of the Tosfos we just did. Where Roiv women give birth after 9 months. Now, on the other hand, most women who give birth after 9 months, their pregnancy is recognizable after 3 months. Marv Rabbeisai, what is the halacha? If somebody wants to marry an Alman or a Grusha, how many months do you need to wait? With me? 3 months. You're all muted. I don't see you. Are you there? Okay. Why does 3 months help? Why do you wait 3 months? Anybody know? Why do you wait 3 months? Right. What do you mean? Some women, they're not recognizable after 3 months.
But that's not the majority.
Right. So you can rely on the Roiv. Majority of women are recognizable after 3 months. Tosfos has an unbelievable kasha. Tosfos kasha is, V'mtoimer, ma moyol hamtanas gimel chadoshim mishem havchana. One of the reasons you wait 3 months, you need to know who the father is. Right? Akati yochel lavoi lidei safek. Imtinasim miyad, v'tele levav chadoshim yoyim echad. Ayafilu gimel yamim. Diyesh lehistapek imhu benoy shel rishon. Veloy nikla razera ad yoyim gimel. Ayhu benoy shel sheni. Diyoyledes leshiva yoyledes lemekutam. Question is like this. We know you only have to wait 3 months. And we're going to see, when we say 3 months, we mean 3 months and not 3 months and 3 days. How does it help to wait 3 months? Isn't it possible the woman might, let's say you wait 3 months and then you live with her. It could be she'll give birth after 6 months and 1 day or even 3 days. Meaning, isn't it possible, Tosfos says, the guy, the deceased, lived with her. I mean, let's go through the scenario. How does 3 months help? If you wait 2 months, so and the child is born 7 months later, it could be 7 months from the second one, it could be 9 months from the first one. But if you wait 3 months, it could be, it's not going to be, if you wait 3 months and the child is born 6 months later, it's for sure from the first one. Right, I'm sorry. Right? If you wait 3 months and the child is born 6 months later, it's for sure from the first one. And if the child is born 7 months later, it's for sure from the second one. So you know who the father is. But Tosfos says, what about the possibility that you wait 3 months and the child is born 6 months later and now we say it's for sure from the first one? Right? Is that what we're going to say? If you wait 3 months and the child is born 6 months later, it's for sure from the first one. The child is born 6 months and 3 days later. Then who is the child from? First one? What does 3 months do? Who understands this? What does 3 months do? Tosfos is asking that it is possible that if you wait 3 months, maybe the deceased lived with this woman, and then he died, and the child and the conception did not happen until 3 days later. I mean, we say wait 3 months because we want to know who the father is, either the first one or the second one. No, it's not enough to wait 3 months. You should have to wait 3 months and 3 days. Because it's possible to live with a woman, the guy dies, and then the child is conceived 3 days later. So you think the father is the second one. No, the father is the first one. In other words, you waited three...
You want to add 3 days to the count.
Yeah, you should have to wait 3 days to the count. And Tosfos says, when Chazal say to wait 3 days, they don't mean 3 days and they don't mean 3 months and 3 days. They mean 3 months. But how does 3 months do the job? How does 3 months do the job? Presumably, right, what's the issue? What do you worry about? We don't know. Is it 9 months to the first guy? Or is it 7 months? If you only wait 2 months and a child is born, we don't know. Is it 7 months from the second husband? Or is it 9 months from the first husband? But if you wait 3 months, so if the child is born 6 months later, you know it's from the first one. If it's born 7 months later, it's from the second one. Right? That's the purpose of waiting 3 months. If you wait 2 months, you have no idea who the father is. If you wait 3 months, then you know exactly who the father is. Why is that? How does it help to wait 3 months? Because if the child is born 6 months later, you know it's the first guy. Can't give birth to a child after 6 months. Can you? And it, how does...
Don't you end up with two rives? Rives that are born test, and the second one is rive women, the hecker after 3 months.
Well, a hecker after 3 months is working against that rive. It's because in this case it's not recognizable. Are the two rives together or the two rives are against each other? Two rives are against each other. So Tosfos wants to know, again, Mamoyal Hamtanas Gimel Chadoshim Mishim Havchana Akati Yoncha Lovoli De Safik. You could still come to a Safik im Tinase Miyad if you get married immediately after 3 months. Vitele Levav Chadoshim Yermechad. And you give birth after 6 months. And one day, so you don't know who the father is. Oya filo gimel yamim, or you give birth after 6 months and 3 days. We don't know who the father is, because maybe the child did not conceive until the third day. So that's Tosfos brings up a very interesting possibility, that it is possible for a man to die and still father a child. You hear this? It's possible for a man to live with a woman, drop dead, and father a child. So the Noid Behuda, by the way, there's what to think about in the way Tosfos asked the question, but I want you to see this Noid Behuda. Amazing Noid Behuda. Tosfos daf lam zayin amar av debe masu roi vayodas hikshuvim toimar ma moyal avchanas gimel chadashim mishim avchana kada yachal lavo yulidei safek im tinasim miyad v'teil l'shish chadashim yom echad afil gimel yom diya shestapek imu noy shishim leg nazad yom gimel ayu b'noy shoshin yolaz v'shil yolaz. And what's Tosfos' answer? Tosfos says no. You're not going to have such a delay in recognizing the Uber of the Rishon until a third of the days from the Sheni. Okay? That requires analysis. Look at the Noid Behuda. V'nei bialdusi shamati me himanos rav amor agodo hayoshis avbezin dekal kadosh tratkoiv. The Tenach Teres HaTosfos Inyan Tinasei. I understand regarding getting married. So that's why 3 months help. How could you be miyabim 3 months after the Misa? V'dilma loy niklat azara ad yoyim gimel. maybe the zera was not conceived until the third day. In other words, Tosfos wants to know that you should have to wait more than 3 months of havchana because otherwise you can't determine who the child belongs to. Fine. So Tosfos says, you'll be able to determine who the child belongs to. Why? Through whether it's hukar ubara or loy hukar ubara. But how does it help legabe yibam? How could you be miyabim a woman after 3 months, right? In order to be miyabim a woman, you got to wait 3 months. Because maybe she's pregnant. But how does it help to wait 3 months? You should have to wait 93 days because maybe she didn't conceive until day 3. And it's not going to be recognizable for another 3 days. That's the kasha of Noida Behuda. That Tosfos has a good answer in the world of Havchana, but how is his answer going to work in the world of Yibam? Don't you have to wait 93 days? In other words, it's not going to be recognizable until the 93rd day. This is a very difficult question. And I said in my heart, true, the Torah says, one of them dies, and he doesn't have a son. If you leave your wife pregnant, it's called he has a son, even though the kid isn't born. We know that there's a concept in Rabbi Yochanan. Forget Rabbi Yochanan, according to everyone, that if you leave a wife mu'ubaras, it's called yesh lo ben. But if at the time that you died, loy hoisa afilu mu'ubaras, if at the time you died, the woman is not pregnant yet. Let's say there was a prophet around at the time. And the prophet would say, she's not pregnant, right? Well, if you went to Yeshaya Hanavi, and the woman said, my husband died last night. I wanted to know if I'm pregnant. And it's loy niklat hazara. The zara did not fertilize yet. So then the Navi would say, hey, lady, you're not pregnant. Yeah, but she's going to become pregnant in 2 days. Doesn't matter. Right now, she's not pregnant. So Eitzel, the Navi, he would say, in a Muveres, so, Hoysa Muteres Voysa Sholiyabim. She could do Yibam them. Lo Hava Amrinon Oysa. Veloy Asrinon Oysa. We wouldn't ask her, Mitam He Royon Shetkaba Achakach, because she'll conceive later. If not for the Isser of the Rabbanon that they say you can't get married within 3 months, from Cain on the Oimer. Isha Shaloi Kolta Hazara Koida Misas Bala. A woman who her egg was not fertilized before her husband died. Avsha Kolta Achar Moisa, even though it was fertilized after his death. Ubenoihu Lechol Davar, and it's his kid for all matters. Mikol Malkam Leinyan Yibam Kvar Karinon Bey. Ubei Einloy Bishas Misa Ubas Yibami. You could do Yibam to her. So you could do Yibam after 3 months, Miman of Shach. Vimkain Shapra Ivama Misyabem Sachamisa's Baila Gimel Chadosh, Miman of Shach. If the Zera was Niklat before he died, then we would recognize the Uber. Meaning this, after 3 months you could do Yibam Yiman of Shach. We say like this, if the Zara was Niklat before, then you would recognize the Uber, and I don't recognize the Uber. And if it was not Niklat Koida Moisai, even though it was Niklat Achar Moisai, Shaper Misya Bemes, you could do Yibam. Marv Rabbi, I have a question. Let's say a guy is miyabim a woman. Let's say a guy married a woman. Let's say a guy married Eish Hasach and she was pregnant. And he knew she was pregnant. He says, I don't care, I'm doing Yibam. We said, what do you mean she's pregnant? and the kid is born, and the kid is a Vlad Ben Kayama. What do we do to the guy? We kill the guy. The guy should say, "What are you killing me?" Maybe like Niklat Hazera until after the Yavam died. So it does its Bein Ein Loi. So the Nais Behuda says, interesting idea. If a child is born after 9 months, I would say even if he was born before 9 months. But he's born after 9 months. Meaning, why don't, if a woman, if a Yavama is pregnant, she should be required to do chalitza, because maybe Nikolan Hazer lachar moisai, v'lo yiftar as imoy me chalitza. Elo d'lo yishriach she yishamish b'yoy moisai. Most people don't have tashmish and then drop dead. It's not very likely. Probably they lived here before. But if somebody had relations 28th of Iyar, probably should say the conception was close to the birth. The only thing is, says Nabi Huda, I never heard such a thing. No Paisik ever said that even though there's a kid, you have to do chalitza because maybe the kid was conceived after the guy was born. By the way, this is a tremendous chiddush that Nabi Huda is saying, that if a Yavam produced a child, but he was already dead when the child was conceived, that we would say that it doesn't pater her from a chalitza. V'chein ani oimer v'chi b'shvil sh'anu medamim nasa maisa lahamtzi chumra chadasha. Says the Nadi Yehuda, just because I thought of an einfall over here, I'm not going to paskin based on it, just to answer Tosfos' kasha. In other words, Nadi Yehuda was sort of forced to say this because he has a kasha. His kasha is, how could you be miyavim a woman after 3 months, but maybe, very nice, she'll have a child, and then you'll say it came from the second guy. How do you know? Maybe it came from the first guy, and it was like Niklat Hazer right away. Even though now Tosfos' question stands like, well, kol kusha yesh lo teretz. Every question has an answer, and maybe bichlal, it's very unlikely loy niklat hazera, roy vazer niklat b'shas ikra tashmish, and maybe we're not choishish for this. Soif davar ho'isha azois mutaris b'li chalitza afilu kuna vein lachash klal. So basically, you hear Rabbi Kiveg, the Noid of Yehuda's amazing chiddush. Noid of Yehuda wants to be mechadesh, that if a man had relations and he died, and the egg is fertilized after his death, she is zakuk liyibum, and it is called bein ein loy. Why? Because if she would go to a navi, the navi would say she's not pregnant. It's hurt. What?
Mehila, if you remember the case I brought a few months ago, weeks ago, about the woman that her husband had passed away, and that she had a sperm bank, and then she died in vitro fertilization, whatever you want to call it, after the man was dead. So this could be a potential answer. How this all plays out. What happens if she didn't have any children from her first husband?
Right.
And after she got inseminated.
From what? From the husband's first zera?
Right. If she had done yibum, how did that come into play?
Yeah. See, that's slightly different because it's not through a regular act of relation. So, to what extent... Well, it might make a difference, yeah.
Okay.
Tess, I want to show you one thing over here. I want to show you... Okay, I want to see who's this. I made a copy of one more thing. I thought this was the Noi de Behuda. Give me one more second. It's not the Noi de Behuda? Reb Shimon Shkop, look at this. Reb Shimon Shkop, Chedusha Reb Shimon Yehuda HaKoyin. He says, Tosfos says, V'tamer Ma'amoy L'Amtanos Gimel Chadashim, maybe it's B'noi Shel Rishon, V'lei Nikla Nazar, Yud Yom Gimel. So Tosfos has a very good question, but there's a stronger question. Why doesn't Tosfos ask that how could Yevama do Yibam after 3 months? Maybe it's the Vlad. Maybe she'll still give birth, and it'll be Eshazach Bekares, and because Lo Niklat Hazara. So the Noi de Behuda says, asks this question. He wants to mechadesh that if somebody dies before Klitas Hazara, even though it's Benoi, it's the first guy's son, it doesn't pater from Chalitza. It's considered Ubein Einloi. V'hine Davar Zar V'rachik Ma'oi. This is a very strange idea. Rav Shimon Shkop says. So I just want to share with you the Kli Chemda. Maybe the third sugya, maybe we'll take a look at tomorrow night. The third sugya is on Kamdina. We have to see that, but we'll see. Let's do this first. Nira loymer lepopula lekayim divrei chachamim shelo yu divrei nevi tumum kol kach. If the zera was loy huklat, the begavna da'adayim loy niklat as ever shas misasoi, Imkain harehu meis beloy kiyam mitzvahs peri verivya. Kivan delo haya av v'shas hayitzira. V'shuv yesh makal mitzvahs yibam. It is his father. But he's not mekayim the mitzvah puravu because he was not the father at the time of the yitzira. And there is still makom lemitzvas yibam. Now, l'chor, this is also a very difficult thing to say, because my rabbi said, when are you mekayim the mitzvah of puravu? If you remember, we sort of did that sugya. According to Rav Moshe and according to the Shagas Aryeh, the mitzvah of puravu is the time of bia, not at the time of yitzira. It's not biyad ha'adam, whether there will be a yitzira or there won't be a yitzira. The mitzvah puravu is at the time of the bia itself, but the Kli Chemda seems to be saying that it's the mitzvah puravu is fulfilled at the time of yitzira. So he wants to say that since the mitzvah puravu was not performed when the man did yibum because lo niklat hazara until 3 days later, therefore it's not considered a mitzvah of yibum. And then he says, in such a situation, this son does not have to be mechabed the father, achar moisai. And if he would curse him, he wouldn't be chayiv misa, because he's not aviv. V'im kein be'emes hu ein hu b'noi l'chol davar. Okay, so this is sort of the amazing chiddush of the Noi de Behuda, that im loy niklad hazara mechayim, it would not necessarily, imloy nikla azar mechayim, it would not exempt you from the mitzvah of yibam, which is a pretty remarkable chiddush. Okay, Rabbi Yisai, do you want to do one more, or we'll do it tomorrow night? Okay, we'll do it tomorrow night. Okay, we'll hold it over here. I'll give you a little preview. We're gonna talk about the lamdas of Kamdina. In other words, why can we not revisit a court case that was already decided? It was already decided, but now there are new factors. Well, you know, what is the imperative that the case has to be remained closed? Okay, Rabbi Yisai, have a great day. Bracha v'atzlacha. See you tomorrow night. Bye-bye.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.